Illinois' neighbors are trying to poach the state's businesses. After recent tax hikes in Illinois, other states began courting companies with claims of being more business-friendly. And so now the governor of Illinois is trying to reassure businesses. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
So here's what other states want Illinois companies to know. Wisconsin is open for business. In billboard ads, Indiana asks Illinois firms if they are Illinoised. And early on, even New Jersey got into the act.
Have you had enough of Illinois' outrageous tax increases that stifle businesses and cause jobs? Then move your business to New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Chris Christie.
The effort to grab jobs from Illinois began in earnest after Governor Patrick Quinn signed a tax hike into law in January, raising the state's personal income tax from 3% to 5% and the corporate rate to 7%. Add to that a personal property replacement tax that businesses typically pay, and the corporate rate jumps to 9.5%. Warren Ribley heads Illinois' Commerce Department. He says that revenue helps provide money to a state with huge budget problems, and he argues that it won't scare businesses away.
In fact, the day after the income tax took effect, I got a personal call from one of the largest employers in Southern Illinois saying they'd decided to move forward with a major investment that's going to create nearly 450 new jobs.
That would be Continental Automotive Group in Southern Illinois. And Ripley can rattle off the names of other companies, too. But the hunt for Illinois businesses continues. Indiana has put billboards up in Illinois which say sometimes the grass really is greener, with a map of Indiana etched on the green grass. Mitch Robe is the CEO of Indiana's Economic Development Corporation.
The message that we've tried to send repeatedly in Indiana is we have a balanced budget, we have a fully funded pension, and we have a AAA credit rating. So we will not have to raise your taxes to carry out the functions of government.
Despite its own budget battles, Wisconsin has been aggressive too, recently announcing that it had captured an Illinois prize. Catalyst Exhibits is located in Crystal Lake, Illinois, about 25 miles south of the Wisconsin border. In the assembly room this day, workers are building platforms for a trade show. President Tim Roberts says Wisconsin offered a deal that it couldn't refuse, and the company will soon relocate to a Wisconsin facility closer to an interstate highway.
At the time the income tax hike came down, we were getting all the ducks in a row, okay, trying to do a apples-to-apples comparison. And that was literally the straw that did break the camel's back.
Doug Whitley heads Illinois' Chamber of Commerce. He says even though the Illinois tax hike was a bad signal for business, he calls the rhetoric from surrounding states political theater. He says it's time for Midwest states to work together as a region.
The message that the governors want to portray is one that they are sensitive to the need to create jobs. I just think it's unfortunate they think that the best way to create jobs is to try to poach the neighbor's employers.
No large Illinois company has announced a move yet, but when Caterpillar's CEO sent a letter to the governor about the state's fiscal condition, that caused quite a stir. Governor Quinn meets today with Caterpillar, one of the state's largest employers. Caterpillar officials say they are seeking reforms that will make the state more business-friendly. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.